second parak of Rosh Hashanah Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yosef ben Akinas and Rabbi Yeshua about in a certain case of Kiddush HaChodesh, which basically, according to the testimony of the Edim, it came out that they saw the Kiddush HaChodesh and the next night they didn't see it. Something that's impossible, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted it anyway because he calculated that when they saw it was right, and the second thing they said kind of was they didn't see well. So Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, Kisrani alecha shetova yetzli b'maklecha b'moisecha b'yom ha'kipun shuchal yiz b'cheshboincha. I am making a zeri, you Rabbi Yeshua. He felt this was a very important thing for Klal Yisrael, that we have a central deciding Bezdin, and his Bezdin decided that this day was Rosh Hashanah. And Mamela, even though Rabbi Yeshua held that it was a day later, we cannot go by Rabbi Yeshua's thing, and therefore to make a public statement about this, he said, I want you to carry on your day of Yom Kippur and bring your staff to me. Halach Amotzi Rabbi Kiva Meitzah. Rabbi Kiva saw Rabbi Yeshua was felt bad because he felt that he's going to be now after being forced in Mechal Yom Kippur. Amalo Yeshli Lilmot Shekol Ma'ashos Rav Gamliel Osei, I will bring you a drasha from the Torah. Rav Gamliel is halachically correct, no matter what you think. Shenemar, Elam Adai Hashem Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh Hashem, Tikru Oysom, the Mo'adim of Hashem are the days that you will proclaim them, Bein Bizmanim, Bein Shaloi Bizmanim, whether it's at their time or not at their prescribed time. Eile Elam Mo'adais Elohim. These are the days. Bolo Yetzel Rabbi Yeich, Rav Daisim Ben Akinas, Omaloi, In Bom Ono Ladun Acha Bezin, Sharam Gamliel, Sichem Ono Ladun Acha Kol Bezin VeBezin Shomad Meishav Shulman Achav. Daisim Ben Akinas happened to be a very, very old rabbi. He was, according to Chazal, was a few hundred years old already. He said, anyway, he said, I've experienced, you go by the Bezin of your day. And if you're not going to do that, then we can have questions on the psukim of every bezin that was from Moshe Rabbeinu till today. Shenema vayal Moshe Aaron and Nadav Avihu v'shivim v'ziknei Yisrael. Moshe Aaron and Nadav Avihu went together with 70 of the ziknei Yisrael. Lamed espashus Moshe shel zakeinim. I didn't say all 70 names. Elo lamed because shloisha she'omdu bezin al Yisrael. Any three people that sat as a bezin on Klal Yisrael, hareki bezinu shel Moshe. They have authority as if they would be the bezin of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And Mela, now the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael and Gamliel Paskin, that such and such day is Rosh Hashanah, we go by that. He came with his staff and his money in his hands. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne on the day that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, should have been Yom Kippur. Omar Rabbi Gamliel Neshoka Al Voshe. Rabbi Gamliel kissed him on his forehead and Bamalai. Boy Bishalayim. Come peacefully. Rebbe v'talmidi. Rebbe v'chochma. Rebbe v'chochma. Talmidi shekibalta es dvarai. You're my talmid because you accept my psak. In other words, we're mechabed one another, but it became clear that the authority for psakim is in the hands of Rabbi Gamliel's bezin.